This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
With more of a Friday edition, heading into the 4th of July Independence Day holiday weekend, with the question of the day, and your answers are rolling in by text. Are you less patriotic? Do you think our best days are behind us? Thankfully, most of our audience is rejecting that Gallup survey and saying, no, things are wonderful, things are great. All right, couple of calls waiting from last hour, and then we're going to get Greg Tadine will join us, the co-founder and CEO of Emerging Prairie, to talk a little bit about TEDx, which is coming. Do that in just a moment here. Kevin in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
This thing with Supreme Court just striking down loan forgiveness stuff?
Yes.
Okay, what happened in Minnesota? Free college, a little bit of that, too. So that's on the federal end, and everybody's federal taxpayers' money. Why wouldn't that affect Minnesota? My kids, all three of them, work so hard, part-time jobs, loans, us helping, us co-signing at risk to get them through college, and they paid off their loans. They worked hard at them. So what's the difference? So that's a half a trillion, basically, there on the federal end.
Yeah, good points, Kevin. The other thing I would tell you is that, you know, how this is supposed to work is if Joe Biden thinks there should be debt forgiveness of federal student loans, he proposes the idea, he gets his Democratic majority in the Senate to take the lead on it, and they take their chances in the House, Republican majority now, and get it passed in Congress. What he did is did it by edict, and that's what the Supreme Court is saying. You can't do that. You can't do it the way you did it. So he did it the wrong way. Kevin Kramer said today his statement on the student loan forgiveness plan decision by the Supreme Court. He says the pandemic is over, and so is the student loan forgiveness saga. Today's ruling rightly struck down the Biden administration's illegal forgiveness scheme and prevented American taxpayers from paying for loans they never took out in the first place. Untargeted student loan forgiveness is theft, and I'm grateful the court recognized it as such. One more call before we get to Greg. Jeff in Williston. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I've heard you talk earlier, you know, a lot of Americans are not feeling as patriotic as they used to, or down on the country, and have this defeatist attitude, as some Americans do. And I like to remind them, you know, when the men and women were surrounded at the Alamo, they didn't have a defeatist attitude. They stood up for their principles and their beliefs. And same with the Marines at Khe Sanh in Vietnam when they were surrounded by thousands of Viet Cong, or the Marines at Chosin Reservoir and in the Korean War, and Chesty Puller and his Marines fought 10 divisions of communist Chinese military. They never gave up. They never surrendered. And they did not have that defeatist attitude. So that's not the American way. That's not how we are. All we do is get up, we brush ourselves off, and we continue on with the battle, and we never give up on our country. And I think Americans as a whole are leaders, and leaders never quit and quitters never lead. And we are leaders, so we need to step up to this fight and defend our country, our flag, our national anthem. And I think that's the American way. And that's the way this retired Marine is going to stand his ground to the day I die.
All right. Good for you, Jeff. Well said, and appreciate the call. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Scott.
Texter says Dylan Mulvaney is more woke. We had a woke survey today. What was more woke? Reparations or the whole Dylan Mulvaney saga with Bud Light? Dylan Mulvaney is more woke. He is not a victim, but he's making innocent children victims. He's a miserable sleeve bag. Not familiar with that term, sleeve bag. Maybe he meant sleaze bag. I don't feel less patriotic, but more patriotic the more this whole woke garbage invades our country. Thanks for the text. Appreciate it very much. Question. You are this statement, rather, for me. You are wrong about the Bud Light woke boycott. They've continued to fund the woke agenda in Canada and other places. Those are done by individual. It's not the company. It's not Anheuser-Busch like made the decision with Dylan Mulvaney. Those are individual wholesalers, distributors. But I hear that a lot. People say they're still doing it. They're still doing it. But it's not the company. It's these distributors, and many of them are in Canada. Go figure. Another texter says, how much is Bud Light paying you? This is where I give my disclaimer to say it's offensive to me that you suggest that my opinions are for sale or have been bought. They're not. Just my opinion. And welcome yours, always. Our next guest is a entrepreneurial champion, Greg Tavine, co-founder and CEO of Emerging Prairie, here to talk about an event called TEDx coming to Fargo. Greg, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, here in Fargo.
Say that again?
I said it's a beautiful day here in Fargo.
It is a beautiful day here in Fargo. You're exactly right. Have you got plans with the kiddos this weekend? Are you going to head to the lake and make the best of the 4th?
Yeah, we're going to take the week off. Both my wife and I are entrepreneurs, so the chance to put our business minds on pause for a little bit and enjoy our 2-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
Very fun. I remember those days, and, you know, it's like a blink, and they're all of a sudden, you know, graduating from college. So you know this. You've heard this from other people. Just enjoy every second of it, that's for sure. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about the TEDx event. First of all, just for folks that are not familiar, what the heck is a TEDx?
Yeah, so many folks may be a bit aware of TED Talks. It was a conference that was held in California in the 90s and 2000s, kind of a premium experience. And those talks then get produced online. They've been viewed billions of times. TED gifted their brand to independent organizers like myself, Dr. Sue Matheson, Julie Peterson-Klein, and we are the folks that can create an independent organized event called TEDx Fargo, which is sole focus is about spreading ideas.
Spreading ideas. Define that a little bit. Some examples.
Well, what we're going to do on Thursday, July 20th, is we're going to have over 20 speakers give short format talks, 6 to 12 minutes, where they're going to share their ideas. Some of those ideas will be from Jake Dornstead in our community from Rolla, North Dakota, talking about the digitization process in agriculture. Or it could be a speaker such as Megan from Outside of Minot talking about new strategies to create a greater impact in rural America.
So the overarching goal is to swing for the fences, so to speak, with an idea that's big and bold?
Absolutely. One of the things that we tell our speakers is we're not interested in average. We hope that they'll give the talk of their life or fail miserably. And these talks, these ideas are from a wide variety of folks. They're not endorsements from us as organizers. They're just an opportunity for the audience to consider the ideas, to try them on, and see if they like them or maybe disregard them and say, hey, not for me. I don't actually agree with you.
What do you mean they could fail miserably? You're not shooting for people to fail miserably on the stage, are you?
Of course not. But we just want to give the speakers the encouragement to take a risk with their talk, to bring a new idea forward versus give a repackaged talk of a keynote they gave a couple weeks prior.
What's your favorite TED Talk ever?
I remember during the flooding in Fargo, getting done with a day of sandbagging, sitting at home in my tiny little apartment, watching Malcolm Gladwell's talk about how chunky spaghetti sauce came about. And the essence of the talk was that people don't always know what they want. And the gentleman that created chunky spaghetti sauce did a whole bunch of surveys asking people, do they want more basil, garlic? Not a single person said they wanted chunky spaghetti sauce. But a crazy entrepreneur said, I think chunky spaghetti sauce could work. And a $1 billion industry was born. That was in the early.
I love that. I love that. That's fabulous. That's, and right there is an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is going to find a way. We're going to talk a little bit about the entrepreneurial ecosystem of our region, which is, I would say, very, very robust and healthy, thanks to folks like Greg and Emerging Prairie, when we come back after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. Your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next lap on the corporate treadmill. It's meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation. Life formation. To help you unlock your fullest potential and personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today. Online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. More with Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairie talking about TEDx Thursday, July 20th. That'll be happening. Where is that, and how can folks be there?
Yeah, so TEDx Fargo will be Thursday, July 20th in the Fargo Civic Center in downtown Fargo. Folks can gain access to all the information at TEDxFargo.com, or all of our talks are available via YouTube. So the last 10 years of talks are available for folks free, and they just search TEDx Fargo on YouTube, and all the talks that we will produce on Thursday, July 20th will also be available after the event.
And tickets are still available for the 20th?
Yeah, not a lot. It's amazing to see the response of folks, both locally and nationally, of folks. We just even today, we got several groups that have emailed that are saying, hey, I'm bringing my executive leadership team. We're going to be there. Or I'm going to bring my nonprofit. I want to bring my board. So pretty exciting to see the response.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, these are multiple speakers, not speaking very long. What's the max, 12 minutes, did you say?
Yeah, we try to convince our speakers to speak between 6 and 10 minutes. Sometimes they go a little over.
But you're hearing one idea, one concept, one bit of inspiration after another. So it's pretty invigorating, really, to take these in and hear the different ideas. And explain how you select speakers. Some of them have been at many TEDx's, correct? Some are national, some are local.
Yeah, when we started TEDx Fargo, everybody that was a speaker was local. Dr. Sue Matheson, Doug Berga, Michael Strand, Carl Peterson. And as we evolved, we would look for folks from the community and folks with ties to the community. And now we really have a global speaker audience. We've got Thomas from Copenhagen, Denmark, talking about how he reclaims materials and creates trolls in kind of a public art project around the world. We've got Nick Hall, who's from the area, one of the leading evangelists in the United States, is going to give a talk. So it's kind of a fun process of bringing people globally here, finding folks that have ties to the area. Or we just locked in Charlie, who's the CEO of the EERC at the University of North Dakota, going to give a talk on energy and new ideas on how to make sure that we continue to create clean and safe energy for the world.
And who would you say is the most famous person that will be at the TEDx? Most well-known?
I would say this year is likely Christy Hefner. Christy Hefner is a woman that was the longest-serving CEO of a publicly traded company. She's most known for her leadership of Playboy, and her father, Hugh Hefner, certainly a name that a lot of folks are familiar with.
Thursday, July 20th at the Civic Center, and tickets are becoming scarce. So if you want to go get some, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to soak it all in. So it should be a great, great day. It's just one of those things, you know, that sometimes you hear about and then boom, it's done. So don't make that this year. Make the year this year that you're there and taking it all in.
And Scott, if I could just plug this in, one of the things that makes TEDx Fargo special is we'll have 25 events around the event. So the speakers don't just come in for the day to be on the main stage. They're engaging with educators, with nonprofits. There's public events that are smaller in size for the community to engage. So these speakers that are so talented are not only coming to give a talk, but they're coming to get to know our community, to see how their ideas can be relevant. They're doing side visits in Detroit Lakes and in schools. I think that's what makes it really special.
That's awesome. Give me an update on the entrepreneurial ecosystem of Fargo-Moorhead and the region. How are we doing?
Oh, Scott, it's alive and well. I think some of the investments from the state with the in-state investment program have brought more venture capital to the region. Folks are continuing to take risks. Folks that are new to the market are finding opportunities. Folks that have experience here are diving in. the heartbeat of our startup community we see is at Startup Brew. It's a weekly program at 8:30 on Wednesday mornings, and our attendance is up about 50% from last year. And what I'm so excited by is just meeting young people that have ideas and they're starting businesses. It's real. It's relevant. There is a tremendous amount of desire for folks to start companies, to solve problems, and to make a difference.
I know one space you've worked on. You mentioned Jake Jornstad earlier and talking about the digitization of the ag space, but his Grand Farm, and really bringing the tech vibe, if you will, to the ag world. Talk a little bit about Grand Farm and how that project's coming along.
Yeah, Grand Farm spun on an idea of Barry Batchelor, another entrepreneur in the area, that said, what's the region's major? And a group of us gathered around to say it's advanced technology in agriculture. So what we put together is a network of established organizations, early-stage companies, academia, educators, policymakers, and growers to be relevant and solve problems in agriculture with using technology to do that. So with a partnership with the state of North Dakota and folks like Gary Theraldson and Egg Country, we've been able to secure 140 acres of land. We're building a 25,000 square foot facility that will allow us to be an incredible host of guests and growers locally and globally. We've got a technology demonstration environment for folks to see autonomous technology. The momentum is palpable. Just this week, we were with Senator Hovind and North Dakota State University, continuing the effort of federal grants to further research to make a difference for producers.
What does 10 years from now look like at Grand Farm?
Well, I think folks are going to be able to come out to the Grand Farm, which is just outside of Castleton, North Dakota, and they're going to be able to see technology. They're going to be able to collaborate with growers and startups to solve real problems. You're going to go to an environment, see cutting edge technology, to meet innovators, to meet problem solvers, and hopefully to be inspired. I think it's going to be an environment that allows young people to come and get hands-on experiences with technology, to consider different career paths. It's going to be an opportunity to bring more and more companies to our region to solve problems for the best-in-class agriculture production. And I think you'll see Grand Farm globally expand. Nearly every day we get requests from folks that are interested in bringing our model to their community, their state, their country. And hopefully over time we'll have a headquarters of the Grand Farm in Castleton, and we'll be making a big impact around the world.
It's exciting. A lot going on. Appreciate your energy and tireless efforts connecting so many folks to do things like Grand Farm and other projects, TEDx and Emerging Prairie is a great organization, and appreciate you, Greg, taking a little time to chat about it today on the program.
All right. Well, thanks, Don, and happy 4th of July to everybody out there.
Co-founder and CEO of Emerging Prairie, Greg Tabine, with us on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, Donald Trump's trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, served the Trump administration, has a new book called No Trade is Free. No Trade is Free. When we come back on What's on Your Mind. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
So what the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, This is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. I say, home cooking, grab and go convenience. A little hungry right now, but a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $6.99. How about some of those fresh-baked muffins or the cookies? Oh, my goodness. You're going to love it. And the home cooking is always on at the PetroServ USA locations in Valley City. Fish today or chipped beef over toast. Harwood pulled pork over mac and cheese. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fish special or cheeseburger hot dish. Orange chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, tater tot hot dish. Lasagna in Glendon off Highway 10 and orange chicken on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServ USA, the home cooking, the grab-and-go convenience is great. The former United States Trade Representative in the Trump administration, Robert Lighthizer, joins us to talk about his new book, No Trade is Free, Changing Course, Taking on China, and Helping America's Workers. Mr. Lighthizer, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you today?
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. How many presidents did you serve?
So I was the deputy USTR in the Reagan administration. I was the USTR in the Trump administration. And the closest I came beyond that was I was chief of staff to Senator Robert Dole, who you all will remember for he didn't quite make president, but he got pretty close. So I guess you'd have to say two is the answer to that. And then I practiced law in this area and represented American companies for another 40 years on top of it.
Obviously, the trade representative title tells you what exactly you're doing, but what's the nuts and bolts of a trade representative? What are you doing day in and day out?
So that's a good question. So the U.S. trade representative is the member of a president's cabinet who is responsible for trade policy and trade negotiation. It was started in 1962 by John Kennedy, and he did it, and then they passed a law. And what he did was he had this view that a lot of parts of the cabinet have an interest in international trade. Obviously, the Commerce Department, the Finance, the Treasury Secretary, the State Department. I can go on, Labor Department, right? They all have a stake. The Agriculture Department, for sure. So he wanted to have one place that can kind of be responsible for trade and have all those other agencies funnel in through it. So there's one place where there's trade policy and one person who speaks for the president on trade negotiations. So on a day-to-day basis, you're dealing with countries across the world with various problems. Agricultural problems would be a classic example where people have rules to keep our pork out. our corn out, and you're trying to work your way through those sorts of things. You know, that's one kind of category of things. You do work for new negotiations to try to get new access for American products so you can get the trade deficit down. You work with the Congress on trade policy and what how we should change the laws in a way that'll benefit U.S. You know, workers and manufacturers and farmers. So it's all of that sort of stuff. And then in the Trump administration, this was an area that President Trump cared about probably more than any other. He had been talking about how trade policy was hurting American farmers and workers for 35 years. I mean, when he was a there's quotes going back to when he's 35 years old, right? And he's complaining about this. And so we kind of changed the direction of trade policy rather than worry about big corporations' profits and the cheapest T-shirt. We said we want to worry about families and workers and farmers and their communities, and that should be the focus, that we should get the trade deficit down because it really is a transfer of wealth. It's impoverishing our children. And then the second thing we worried about was China. China has had its way with the United States. It's a hostile adversary, and we have been basically transferring wealth to it in a very unfair way for 20 years. And it just had to come to a stop. So, I mean, that's generally what we did and specifically what we did. So I would do negotiations with the Japanese, with the Chinese, with the Europeans, Vietnam, and you could go across the border.
And, then you would, have the closer come in, the 45th president of the United States who would come in, bull in China shop and say, let's get this across the finish line. How did you do that? I mean, you're obviously doing the nitty gritty, the nuts and bolts of the work. But you know, as you say, you probably cared about trade more than anything, and has for many decades. So how'd you use him in these negotiations?
Well, the question is, how did he use me? Right, I was working for him. One of the reasons I got along with him so well is a lot of people get in those jobs and they forget they weren't elected. I got in that job and I remembered I wasn't elected. Nobody had voted for me. So, we both saw things the same way. We both approached it. I had for 40 years had a similar view, so it was kind of easier for me than some other people. Plus, I knew the area as a technician. And the way we would do the negotiations, obviously he's not getting involved in the technical stuff. But less important negotiations, he'd get less involved. But like in the renegotiating NAFTA and creating the USMCA, he was very involved. In all the stuff with China, he was very involved with. And, typically his decision-making process was amazingly good. What we would do on difficult issues is he would sit, you can picture this, he would sit at his desk, which was called the Resolute Desk. That's the history. For a variety of reasons, number of presidents have used that desk. And he would have four or five of us in front sitting facing him, and then other people in the back somewhere who were junior people. And then we would discuss or amongst each other argue about various policy decisions. I mean, these are the big ones, the really big ones. Most of the little ones I made myself, I know what he wanted. But the really big ones, and we would have an argument like that, and he'd cross-examine everyone, and then he'd make a decision. It was actually a pretty impressive thing to watch, for those people who got an opportunity to watch it. And the most important thing to kind of get at your question, the most important thing when I'm negotiating, because you're using leverage, right? The most important thing was that people knew he would back me up, right? That was the key. If somebody thought they could go around you or that you were bluffing and couldn't do what you threatened, then you'd have a hard time negotiating. So for me, I never bluffed. And I always had the president, I was always there and he always had my back.
Our guest is Robert Lighthizer, former U.S. Trade Representative in the Trump administration, and has a new book called No Trade is Free, Changing Course, Taking on China and Helping America's Workers. Give me an example of changing course and something you consider a victory for changing course in your time with the Trump administration.
Well, so set aside China, because you're going to ask me that in a second. I'd say the biggest thing by far was we renegotiated NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, between Canada and Mexico and the United States. And that was just a terrible deal. You remember all the debates and, back in the 90s and Ross Perot saying that sucking sound of jobs going down the net. Well, all of that was true. It was hurting America a lot. And by the way, not just manufacturing. We had a very substantial agriculture trade deficit with Mexico. So the enormity of the task can't be overstated, because it was $1.4 trillion worth of trade between the three countries, and almost all of it Canada, U.S., or Mexico, U.S., right? There wasn't too much between Canada and Mexico. You know, they were both sort of feeding off of us. And, we renegotiated that entire agreement. It was, I mean, everyone in the, you know, all the entrenched interests, you'd call them the swamp people in Washington, all opposed us because they liked the way it was. And we renegotiated that over a year and some months, and then spent another year really negotiating with the Congress to get passed. And in the final analysis, it changed the course of American trade policy, and it passed with 90% of the Republicans and 90% of the Democrats in the House and in the Senate. So if you want an example of a huge success, that was this example.
Yeah, no kidding. Where did we best take on China and win?
So the first question I always say is you have to take a step back and say, do you think China is an existential threat and a lethal adversary to the United States? A lot of people don't see it. They just haven't thought about it. But if you think about it, you see them expanding their army. You see them expanding their navy, militarizing the South China Sea, building military bases in Africa, putting the eavesdropping and the like in Cuba, sending spy balloons across it, hacking our businesses, and all. Plus, there's an economic war they've declared on us, and they've been, stealing our technology and our businesses and all this kinds of things. So the first thing you have to realize is they want to be number one, and they are hostile to us. All right, so that's the most important single thing, because a lot of people just don't realize it. And to be honest, I think the current administration, at least most of them, don't seem to realize. The president does seem to realize that this is, if you listen to what they say, they want to take over, and they think we're decadent and in decline. And that's kind of it's very much like the Cold War with the Soviets. So once you cross that line, then you realize what the stakes are, right? And the stakes are whether our system, our relative wealth as a country, is going to endure. So what should you do? To me, obviously, you have to do all the things you would expect in the military sphere, right? You've got to have the best military, the best, soldiers and sailors and Marines, and you have to do all of that. That's just goes without question, because they are going to challenge us. And then the question is, where will this competition play out? It'll play out in the economic sphere. And right now it's playing out in a very lopsided way. We're transferring hundreds of billions of dollars to them every year of our money. We're transferring in return for stuff we don't need, consumer products and things like that. It's silly. So what I propose is that we begin the process of a strategic decoupling, kind of a phased in, put tariffs on them. I would say sort of three things. One, put tariffs on their products so that we get to balance trade. Right now, they buy $150 billion worth of stuff from us. And by the way, a fair amount of that's agriculture, maybe 30 billion agriculture. They buy that from us, and then they sell us $550 billion.
Hold that thought, if you will. Robert, if you'd hold that thought, we have a break that we cannot move. And a hard break, and we'll come back and chat more on the other side of the break with Robert Lighthizer today on What's on Your Mind.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Minnegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Believe Mike Lindell's done it again. Giza Elegance Pillows that normally are $69.98 are $19.98 right now when you use the promo code Scott. No kidding. Might be time to restock with this deal. King size $29.98. MyPillow.com promo code Scott. The sheets are $29.98. The slippers are $25. Got a blowout sale going on those. Don't forget the pet pillows. You're going to love the pet pillows. They are the absolute best. MyPillow pet beds now half off as low as $19.99. MyPillow.com. Just remember, use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Texter says, all Americans need to read our Declaration of Independence this weekend. I know there are those that never have. It should be a tradition. Great idea. And knowing the difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence would be good, too. Joe Biden, in an interview with MSNBC, DLC, MSLSD yesterday, confused the two. So, President of the United States doesn't know the difference. But most fifth graders do. Read it, for sure. Back with more of our chat with Robert Lighthizer. He was Donald Trump's United States Trade Representative, talking about his book, No Trade is Free, Changing Course, Taking on China and Helping America's Workers. Anything else you want to say on how the course was changed?
Well, no, I mean, there are a lot of other examples of that. Our objective was to get more U.S. product overseas and less foreign product here. That was what we were trying to do, create more, focus more on workers and production and less on consumption. So that was it. And then, of course, we were talking about China. And the most important thing, President Trump was the first president who squarely challenged China. And we started a legal process, accused them, which then proved that they had stolen our technology and our intellectual property and cyber theft and had all these other unfair practices. And the president put tariffs on $370 billion worth of products and began this process of strategic decoupling, of delinking our two economies. And we have to take the next steps, right? This was the first step. It was a monumental first step. But we have to take other steps. We have to move forward and quit transferring, you know, our wealth and the wealth of our children to a declared adversary.
Were you surprised how China reacted to that? I know that a lot of soybean farmers were concerned for a short time about that. And, of course, Democrats used that as a political blunt force instrument against the president that, see what he's doing, and it's costing farmers, and, you know, trying to do tractor protests and all kinds of things. I remember that. But how'd they respond?
Well, let me say, first of all, just make a couple points. First of all, nobody is more patriotic in America than farmers, right? And if you had one product that's more important than all the others, it probably is soybeans, right? It's sort of staggering how big of an export product soybeans are. So the farmers were fabulous. And if you looked at what happened, the Chinese did reduce soybean purchases for sure. But what happened was, the Brazilians sold their soybeans to China. We sold ours to Europe, which is where the Brazilians had sold theirs. So there really was no significant loss in soybean sales if you look at the actual numbers. Now, you know, having said that, there was also a program set up by Sonny Perdue, our agriculture secretary, and President Trump to offset any loss for the farmers. So, when a country like China has it set up their way, they're not going to let it get back to balance easily, right? There's too many people making too much money to keep the Chinese Communist Party afloat. So those people are going to fight, and you expect that. That was not a surprise. But in the final analysis, the farmers were not hurt because of programs and because of other markets. And now, I mean, the farmers are selling more than anyone ever dreamt possible. I mean, they're selling more, and it's not just soybeans, by the way, right? They're selling more pork, and they're selling more beef, and they're selling just, you know, corn in some cases, just right across the board. So the program that we were trying to change trade to help America more, we always had one eye on the farmers. That was something that President Trump never lost sight of.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is. Great book, fascinating read, No Trade is Free, Changing Course, Taking on China and Helping America's Workers, Robert Lighthizer. A lot of stories to tell about his time serving President Donald Trump, United States Trade Representative in the Trump administration. Thanks for the time. Have a great Independence Day weekend.
Yeah, you too, and thank you for having me.
You bet. Enjoyed it very much. That's for sure. We have just a few seconds left. So I will tell you, I will be back on this program behind the microphone on Wednesday after the Independence Day weekend. Monday on the program, Justin from Lakes Country will join us on the we'll host the program. And it's one of those fun little stories where a listener and a caller ends up being a guest host. I love that because the listeners are very often the most passionate about what we talk about here on the program. So go easy on Justin in Lakes Country. He'll be here Monday on the program for me. Okay? Congratulations to our MyPillow winner. And I want to thank all our fine sponsors. By the way, MyPillow among them, best of the best. Just remember that. We talk about great backers of this program. MyPillow, one of the best of the best. So don't forget to reward them for that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. God bless you, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
Oh my, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from Irie Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.